This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Vigils were held in Alaska over the weekend to remember Ashley Johnson Barr. The 10-year-old was missing for more than a week when her body was found Friday near Kotzebue. Television station KTUU reports many events used the color purple to help celebrate Ashley's life. It was the little girl's favorite color. Her disappearance and search sparked an outpouring of support from communities across the state. As of Sunday, a funeral date had not been announced. A 41-year-old man has been arrested in connection with her disappearance. Hawaii Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono says she's concerned with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's view of Native people. Matt Laszlo has a story from Washington.
Senator Hirono took to Twitter to release one of Kavanaugh's emails where he questioned government programs targeting Native Hawaiians. At the time, he was a senior White House lawyer under former President George W. Bush, and he was responding to upcoming testimony from a Treasury Department official regarding investments in Native American lands. Hirono questions Kavanaugh's understanding of Natives.
We already know that he has certain views about Native peoples, Native Hawaiians, Alaska Natives, Aboriginal people, Aboriginal peoples, and it's very negative.
In the past, Kavanaugh has questioned the indigenous status of Native Hawaiians in both an amicus brief and in an op-ed. Native Alaskans have also expressed concern about Kavanaugh's nomination due to his stance on climate change and sturgeon versus frost, an upcoming Supreme Court case that could jeopardize their subsistence rights. Hirono tried to subpoena all of Kavanaugh's past communications on Native Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Alaskan Natives, but Republicans on the Judiciary Committee shot her down.
I think there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Native peoples in our country who would be very interested to know his views are on original people issues.
Republicans on the Judiciary Committee have blocked all efforts to subpoena Kavanaugh's documents, and that has many Natives worried that he would rule against them if he's confirmed to the Supreme Court. For National Native News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
The committee planned to vote on Kavanaugh's nomination this week, but it may be delayed after allegations of sexual assault surfaced against the judge. Lenape tribal citizens and community members from Delaware recently took a trip to the National Museum of the American Indians Cultural Resources Center. Research about the tribe is helping with revitalization of tribal culture. In the story first produced for Delaware Public Media, Sophia Schmidt has more.
The Cultural Resources Center outside of Washington, D.C. houses historic artifacts belonging to tribes across the country and contemporary art by Native artists. The Lenape group visited the center to help a student from the University of Delaware with her research on traditional fishing nets made by tribes of the Mid-Atlantic region. Principal Chief of the Lenape Indian Tribe of Delaware, Dennis Coker.
Deep down inside, our DNA knows about these things, and it just needs to be awakened again because it had certainly been encouraged to sleep.
Lenape tribal citizen Melody Klein saw a wooden shuttle used to weave nets and a wooden net float that were likely made by her sixth great cousin, Clem Carney.
Those are the first that I've seen. Yeah, that's amazing. It's really gives me goosebumps.
Dr. Maria Martinez works in collections management at the Cultural Resources Center. She says visits from Native constituents help staff identify or learn about the full context of the objects in their care.
We welcome Native people. This is who we serve, and this is what our purpose is. The National Museum of the American Indian is here for our Native constituents.
The students' research will culminate with net-making workshops this spring geared toward Delaware's Lenape community. For National Native News, I'm Sophia Schmidt.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by BNSF Railway, an American Indian Science and Engineering Society top 50 employer. BNSF's ACES scholarships support Native American students in science, technology, engineering, and math. Info at bnsf.com.
For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.